Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's not every day that you get to have a composer in the audience who composed a piece on the program, so let's hear it for Ji-hyun Kim. And I'm sure you've read the program notes. Ji-hyun is a doctoral candidate here at Cornell. Before we play the second half for you, I just wanted to tell you what a thrill it is to be here, and thank you for coming. And I wanted to also thank a few people without whom this concert could not take place. And I'd like to start with David Kingsley and Chris, who are working on the house sound for us. And Bill S. Yes, you can applaud for sure. And Bill Esty and the Bailey crew. And yes, do it. And I'd like to thank Kevin Ernst, who helped us with the organ and the nightingale. And I would like to thank, and I'm going to say a few other people, so you don't have to clap after everyone. But I'd like to also thank the Cornell faculty for their sectional rehearsals. For sure, we should clap for them, right? And IC faculty for providing us with awesome ringers, for sure. Right? And I just want to say that it's really a thrill and an honor and a privilege for me to share the stage with these committed and hardworking young musicians who are sharing their love for music with each other and with us. There's really nothing greater, in my opinion. And if these are the future engineers and physicists and biologists and hotel administrators and art historians of the future, we are definitely in great hands. As music is something that expresses that which words cannot, and music is also something that unites us, this is something very, very important, especially in today's world. So we hope you enjoy the last piece on the program, Respighi's Pines of Rome, and thank you so much again for coming.